Hi, I'm Jake Turner, and thank you very much for tuning in to the Turner Chi-Town podcast. You can find anytime, day or night. You can go through our archive at speaker.com/user/Jake Turner Show. Now it's time to take the exit to the best sports take in Chicago with Turner Chi-Town on Chicagoland Sports Radio.
You got guys who can talk like these two are right now because you're dead on. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting to watch these South Bend Cubs play. I love going down to South Bend.
That's just the minor leagues.
And the hard work that some of these guys that we work around with, the play-by-play guy, Darren Pritchett, my goodness.
He does a hell of a job.
In depth. Loved it. Because you know what? I had a notebook in my hand, and I made sure 2 hours before the broadcast, I was doing it like I was going to be part of the broadcast. And I was following everything he was doing. I was listening to everything. Because when you're a play-by-play guy, you have to be in the zone. Like, everybody else is away from you.
Right.
And if you get a chance to talk to them after they get off the air, you're doing something right. Because he did tell me that. And he did say, hey, if you need anything at all or you need, like, any questions or anything, great. I was like, okay, cool. But the thing is, he is a busy guy. But he is so good at his job. He's been doing the South Bend Cubs for 3 years. And he's just not a flash in the pan guy. The guy has his homework ready. He knows the game. He used to play the game. And that's exactly what they need. Now, we are in a school here. So we always have to say, when you're doing things like the South Bend Cubs, the Windy City Bulls, take advantage of every opportunity. It's not going to come to you. You have to go and get it.
No, I agree.
Robert, we talked about last time on Turner Chi-Town, where we go behind, between, and outside the lines. You talked about your journey to where you have become today. You were working for a park league or something, weren't you?
Which one?
Something like that. See, which one?
Yeah.
Which one, busy man, folks?
Well, I mean, my first high school I worked for that I coached for, I was making no money. I was a volunteer. Right. I was working for free. Okay. I was putting in like 70, 80, 90 hours a week, making no money. I was pretty much just breaking down film, doing what they needed me to do, because that's like coaching in general. You, starting out, you're not going to make anything. You need to just put the time in now, and then eventually the opportunities will come. Because, I mean, when I first broke into the coaching business, I had one offer.
Right.
That was it. Out of like 100 schools I sent emails to. And then all of a sudden now it's like I'm actually sending out my resume now. Now I'm hearing back from this school, I got like this opportunity, this opportunity. It's like I got to make a choice now. And it's like you just got to find out what's your best fit now. And that's, you know, ultimately, you know.
And that's the thing. I mean, I always bring up this great story, and that was Dan Patrick. When he was starting up his show, when he finally got on DirecTV, a kid came up to him. He told this story, and my dad made sure I watched it. Now, this is before I was a very narrow-minded fool. I was rock bottom. A lot of things were happening to me. But that will always stand in my mind. Dan Patrick had a snot-nosed kid come up and say, how can I be a big-time reporter? Boy, Dan Patrick put this guy in his place. First thing he said is, if you're looking to be broke for the next 5 years, go for it. But if you're looking to get money right out the gate, you're in the wrong business.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the wrong business.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So many free things I can eat that we do now.
There's no such thing as a free lunch in broadcasting. There's just not. There are some people out there that will be able to go like through a broadcasting boot camp. They're an athlete. They'll get in. There are others who have to start at the bottom and work their way up. We are those guys. And that's what that's why we are behind, between, and outside the lines here on Turner Chi-Town. We're in the great city of Chicago, where opportunity is all over the place. But the bottom line is, you have to find it. It's not going to come up and go, you want a job? You want to be on my show? No, no. We got a good guy here, Mike Pendleton. Mike Pendleton is going to be on TV with Jarrett Payton. He didn't just get a phone call. He worked his way. He knows people. That's exactly what I'm trying to say here. And that's why we bring guys like you on the show, and Arthur Ray Jr., who has a book out called Guide to Rare. He has his own Lineman Academy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, is just because we do this radio show, this is not the only thing I do.
No, not at all. Neither.
No, I got three or four other things I'm doing right now.
Right.
And they're not all going to make me tons and tons of money. No, it's building. That's what it's all about.
And also, it's about branching out, too, doing different type of activities. Like, we just don't do radio. Like, I do camera work. I love doing camera work. And besides this, and besides this show, I have, like, at least two more. One on SoundCloud and another one we have with our classmate, Matt, and his host. Because I planned on doing three shows this summer. And it's kind of funny how fast that happened.
Wow.
Like, I asked that. I said, so, to go hard this summer, I want three shows. Matt, you know, Jake asked me to do this one. Matt asked me to do his. And then now I'm just working on mine. Now, I was like, damn, that happened really, really fast. Like, and this one thing I did learn about this industry is you have to be prepared. Your schedule gets crazy, but that's a good thing. Because that means your name's getting called. That means a lot of people want you. That means you're good at what you do.
So, even when you're in school.
Exactly.
Even when you're coaching high school football.
Yeah, so the platform doesn't matter.
No.
What you're doing now, you got to be the best you are at that moment, because if you practice it now, you'll be great later.
Yep. Yeah, cuz you're going to hear this all the time, you know, hey, you got to work hard, you got to do what you got. No. You got to be realistic. You got to understand there is no such thing as a free lunch. There's no entitlement. You have to work to get to where you want to be. Good example with Dan Patrick. He got fired from ESPN. Yeah. He had to start in his attic, his Dan Patrick show, with those producers. Now, they are top of the line. They have sponsors. They have big-time friends that they bring on the show all the time. They built it from the attic to Audience Network, to DirecTV, to NBC Sports Network. The money just kept going up because they were good at what they did consistently.
Right.
That simple. And that's what we're doing right now. This is the fun part of life.
Oh, yeah.
This is the fun part where we get those no's a lot, but we get that one yes.
Gotta appreciate the grind.
Bam.
Gotta love the grind. I love it, honestly. Oh,
yeah.
I love the
grind. Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. I love coming in here. I mean, I'm in the suburbs. I love driving in here because I know I'm doing work. That's what matters to me. And the same thing with you, Big Zo. And the same thing with you, Robert. And the reason why we kind of got away from the sports world a little bit here is because this is a school. And people just need to understand, if you want to get into this business, sometimes you might have to go outside the city of Chicago. You might have to go somewhere else. You might have to go to Spartanburg, South Carolina, Boise, Idaho, Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, places like that. You're going to have to go somewhere in order to build and build. That's how I look at it.
And then a lot of the times, sometimes the sacrifices are great, too.
Oh, they are.
Example, when we were going on my internship, I missed my uncle's funeral, and I actually missed my sister's graduation,
going
to miss my baby sister's graduation tonight because I had this show and another show to do tonight. So, I mean, the sacrifices are there, but, I mean, you have to do what you have to do. And when I told my family about it, they just said, okay, we completely understand.
Yep.
And that's just how it goes.
Yep.
Well, let me ask this question here before we go to break. Robert, you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Big Zo, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
I don't either. Sometimes that's just some of the sacrifices you have to make in order to get to where you want to be.
It's true.
And if you get lucky like Robert has,
right?
Because I hear stories all the time, but that's the thing. Those are just the examples, some of the sacrifices you just have to make. You have to understand that. This is your dream. A lot of people don't go for their dreams anymore. Well, I found two other guys that are doing the same thing I am, and that's why I do this show. That's why I bring on Robert. Robert.
Thanks for tuning in to the Turner Chi-Town podcast. You can catch the show anytime live on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com for 12 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. It's the best sports take in Chicago for nothing right here on Speaker.